This sermon audio is recorded after the Sunday service, as the live streamed service was cut off during the middle of the sermon. Last Sunday, we started our new sermon series on Psalm 23, and we were focused on verse 1, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." And today we continue to reflect our lives in light of this psalm, especially today in light of verses 2 and 3, where we read, "He makes me lie down in green pastures and leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the right path for his name's sake." This psalm is all about the question, what is God like? David, the writer of this psalm, a mighty king and former shepherd, says that God leads. God is a leader. The good shepherd is out front of his sheep. That's how a shepherd leads, leading from the front. There is an old story that I have found this week at a Christian education resource website. A tour group in the Holy Land was taken out to a countryside for a demonstration that shows how a shepherd always goes ahead of the sheep to lead, guide, and protect them. In a pasture, the tour group noticed a flock of not healthy sheep, but a flock of frazzled sheep coming over the hillside. No shepherd was out in front. Instead, it seemed that the shepherd came behind the flock. A bit wondering, one of the women approached the shepherd and asked him about the apparently suspect teaching that they had just received. He replied, "Oh no, I'm not the shepherd. I am the butcher." Wow. This sermon all stands on this simple statement. Jesus is our shepherd. Jesus leads. He longs to lead us to life. And in parallel with this simple statement, there is a question for us. Do we welcome him and let him lead our life? So today, we are going to see what it means that God leads us to green pastures, still waters, and right path. First, lying down in green pastures. This is not as much about eating as about resting. Why is the sheep lying down? Not to eat, because sheep eat standing up, but to rest. So this phrase means that the sheep is lying down to rest. Of course, there are conditions that must be met for a sheep to lie down to rest, like no fear, no harassment, no hunger. Yes, when sheep are afraid, they will not lie down. Instead, they are ready to flee at a moment's notice. It's the same with our lives, isn't it? In our lives, the fear of the unknown is terrifying. We are experiencing it these days with the pandemic. We are all stressed out about what's going to happen, which is unknown. Then what? What, instead of taking rest, what do? We tend to decide to do more and to get more, as if it were true that the more we do, the more we can be confident, the more we know, the better we can be at peace. But that's not true. To be honest, it seems that at least I'm wondering about whether you will be the same with me on this. I keep saying, "Oh Jesus, I know what needs to be done in order to adjust better in this unknown, uncertain circumstance. I needed to do something more to accomplish my plan. And I know what I have to do. I don't have time to lie down. Yes, until I get it covered, I cannot be calm." Being calm is being lazy. Friends, perhaps Jesus, our good shepherd, might be saying to us, would you lend me a little to green pastures? Could you pause and abide in my presence? Right. Sometimes we forgot this truth that sheep need the presence of the shepherd. We need the presence of the shepherd for calming down our soul and heart. St. Augustine, in his classic titled Confession, says this, Lord, our hearts are restless until they rest in you. During this time of mandated reduction of mobility, yes, while you may have more time to tend to your soul, more time to tend to your family and to the things that you have had to put off because you had been busy and pulled out in many different directions, then what? Do you actually attend to the people and matters that you believe are important? Do you take more time now to rest and reflect for your sake? Do you lie down on green pastures? Or even when you are led by the good shepherd to green pastures, do you say no? And that way, do you live as if you are the shepherd? Even on the green pastures, do you insist on running your own lives and following the dictates of your own wills? Just like I do. These are what I feel that the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the Jesus, Good Shepherd, was telling me here in this short phrase. He makes me lie down in green pastures. Yes, to rest. What about still waters? What I have learned through doing research on the shepherding in the land of Judah back in King David's days is that most shepherds would lead their flock out into the wilderness. More correctly, they had to do it, as they were in the territory where only two seasons existed. One is the wet season, and that lasts about only 2 months. And during the wet season, there might be no need to go far to find green pastures or still waters. But during the dry season, which lasted 10 months, shepherds, if they really care about sheep, would need to lead their sheep out pretty far in order to get them life-giving clean water. Like this, when David says, he leads me beside still waters. The picture in David's mind is not of drinking fountain in town. Rather, it is of an oasis in the middle of the wilderness, in the desert. It is the shepherd who knows exactly where they needed to go to find the best watering holes. And oftentimes, those watering holes and oasis as in the middle of the desert. So here is Jesus, our good shepherd's invitation for you and me. Not just will you follow me, but will you follow me into the barren land? And there, I will show you a hidden blessing. We feel that we are in the wilderness season right now. And our question for God is very existential. God, have you let me out here just to let me be stuck this way? God, are you really good in the midst of this? Can I really trust you? Should I keep following you, believing that if I follow you, you will fulfill my needs, even though I have been praying for this for long and it has not been answered? Even though I had worked hard and the pandemic swiped and took my job and my money. Even when this, yes, you fill in the blank. even then, will you follow Jesus? Ironically, what is very true in many places in our lives is that still waters and fresh streams are right over the steep hill, right round the big corner. Friends, our Lord Good Shepherd longs to lead you to that place where you can say back to the Lord, He leads me beside the still waters, even through this long, barren land. So let's not give up. Let's keep following, even if now it means going deeper and deeper into the barren land. And let me say more about the phrase, He leads me in right path for His name's sake. Philip Keller, in his book titled A Shepherd's Look at Psalm 23, says, The greatest single safeguard that a shepherd has in handling his flock is to keep them on the move. We are not meant to just sit in one place forever. Yeah, let me make sure that this is different from taking rest. I mean, more than physical movement. I mean, continual growth, continual maturity in faith, continuously pursuing Jesus actively. Walking on right path? At first, it seems harder to do it because we know that we easily go astray. Like what Jesus says in the gospel text for today in Mark chapter 8, verses 34 through 38, Christian life seems to be a narrow path and the cross-bearing and cross-carrying all along the way. What, deny ourselves and take up a cross, wanting to save our lives, then we will lose it? What the world does Jesus mean here? We are not the Messiah. What is the meaning of self-denial and carrying the cross to us? To say the answer first, it's all about relationship. Here, let me quote one commentary on this passage. The New Testament uses two words to describe the word the cross. One is stauros, and the other one is silon. The cross that Jesus references in the gospel text today is stauros. Meanwhile, the tool of crucifixion is mostly described in the word silon, which means simply lumber and tree. Here, the word stauros has a more personal implication. It refers to a life that is marked by a close, intimate, and transformative relationship with God. It is a sign that stands for a conscious and intentional choice and journey of life, following God's way and God's will. And it is also a symbol of a God-inspired transformation that leads to a new identity, new awareness, a new way of being and doing. So just like the cross, we acknowledge that our life come across the relationship with Jesus. We are in it. So here we are invited, in the words of Jesus and in the ancient words of Psalm 23, to follow the Good Shepherd in such a way that our lives can reflect who is our Lord and leader. And I feel that David makes this clear with the last phrase of this paragraph. He says, for his name's sake. Think about this. I found it in another commentary. Nobody looks at a healthy sheep and thinks to himself, wow, the sheep must work out. Nobody looks at a sheep and thinks that the sheep has done tremendous jobs on its own to manage itself. Here is what people think when they see a healthy sheep. They think that the sheep must have an amazing shepherd. We are invited to reflect who claims us as his own. Psalm 23, this is comforting, but also this is challenging, as this gives us a call to Christian discipleship. It asks us a serious question about who we say we are and whose we are. And we say, I'm a sheep and Jesus is my shepherd. And if you say and if you mean it in this troubled world and in these fearful times, can you pause and choose to rest, to abide in the presence of the shepherd? Can you keep your faith in the promise of still waters, even when that means you need to walk into a desert-like life stage more deeply? Can you continue to pursue God so that not your glory, but God's glory can be praised through you? Friends, I hope you can answer today, Amen, which means may it be so. And I also hope and trust that along the way, you may experience all the blessings that come along with such a life of faith. Amen. So this is my blessing to you. May the blessings of green pastures, still waters, and walking on right path be yours today and always when you cannot sleep for whatever reason. Don't count to sheep. Instead, talk to the shepherd and abide in his presence. Amen.